The 108th Congress was sworn in today, with Republicans holding on to control of the House and taking over the reins in the Senate. Promises of bipartisan cooperation and goodwill have already given way to the kind of legislative combat that was seen through much of the previous Congress. Headlines of the day's action. The Senate has passed an extension of unemployment benefits, and the leader of the Democrats, Tom Daschle, announced he won't jump into next year's presidential race. NPR's David Wellna has more from the Capitol.
For Tennessee Senator Bill Frist, today was a day for building bridges in a chamber where he was recognized for the first time as the new majority leader of 51 Republicans.
Indeed, it is my hope in this Congress that we will be defined by achievement as well as a cooperative spirit.
For his part, Democrat Tom Daschle said he looked forward to working with Frist, who replaced him at the helm of the Senate.
I have little doubt that we will be led well and we will be led fairly.
Almost immediately, Frist brought up a bill with bipartisan backing that renews a measure that expired 10 days ago, extending unemployment benefits. He did so just as President Bush was laying out in Chicago his plan for a $650 billion economic stimulus package based largely on tax cuts.
The president, as we speak or in the last hours, addressing other parts of reemployment. At the end of the day, people don't want checks. They may want the checks, but what they really want are the jobs.
The Senate bill would extend unemployment benefits for another 13 weeks for people whose regular benefits expire over the next 5 months. That would cover some 2.5 million workers who've lost their jobs. But Democrats insisted the bill be amended to include 1 million others whose unemployment benefits have already expired. Nevada's Harry Reid is the Democratic whip.
The people we're leaving out are the most desperate. There's no question that the people we would help with passing this resolution need the help. But the 1 million people are those that are chronically unemployed and are in desperate need of help.
But Senate Republicans refused to budge. Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum accused Democrats of seeking more than what they approved in the last session.
The fact is that this is exactly what you passed under your leadership and what we should do today. We should stop playing politics out of the box with this very important issue to over 1 million people in this country and get the job done.
Faced with the prospect of another 750,000 people losing their unemployment benefits on Thursday, Senate Democrats gave up their fight for wider benefits and the bill was approved. But Minority Leader Daschle said afterwards he found it ironic
that at the same time, the president is advocating now a $600 billion tax cut, largely dedicated to those at the very top. They can't even pass benefits for people at the very bottom with no jobs. I mean, that is outrageous. That is wrong. And I think that more than anything else will be the topic of conversation until we get this job done right.
Contrary to speculation, Daschle also announced that in the end, he decided not to run for president next year and to stay on as minority leader.
This is where my heart is, where my passions lie. This is, as I think about where I want to be, what fights I want to fight. I want to fight the fights on the Senate floor. I want to fight for the people of my state.
Daschle staying on as Democratic leader will give his party a more seasoned team at the top than what Republicans have. It's an indication that despite having lost control of the Senate, Democrats are digging in for what could prove an extended battle in the closely divided chamber. In the House, meanwhile, Democrats made history today with Nancy Pelosi becoming their new leader, the first woman ever to hold such a post. Republican Tom DeLay became majority leader, and an 8-year term limit on Speaker Dennis Hastert was removed. That raises the possibility of the Illinois Republican staying on much longer than the 4 years he's already served as the top official of Congress. David Wellna, NTR News, The Capitol.